This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has reiterated that India's petroleum and LPG supply situation is fully secure and under control. It said all retail fuel outlets have enough supplies and there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. The ministry has also called upon citizens not to be misled by a deliberately mischievous, coordinated campaign of misinformation that is being carried out to spread unjustified panic. India is today receiving more than crude oil from its 41-plus suppliers across the world. The ministry said every Indian refinery is running at over 100% utilization. India has 74 days of total reserve capacity and actual stock cover is around 60 days right now. The ministry has also said that there is no shortage of LPG across the country. The domestic refinery production has been ramped up by 40%, bringing daily LPG output to 50,000 metric tons, which is more than 60% of the country's requirement. It said approximately one full month of supply is firmly arranged, with additional procurement being finalized continuously. Oil companies are successfully delivering over 50 lakh cylinders every day. The ministry said the cylinder demand had gone up to 89 lakh cylinders due to panic ordering by consumers and has now come down to 50 lakh cylinders again. The commercial cylinder allocations have been raised to 50% in consultation with state governments to avoid hoarding or black marketing. The ministry informed that over and above domestic production, 800,000 metric tons of assured inbound LPG cargoes are already secured and en route from the United States, Russia, Australia and other countries arriving across India's 22 LPG import terminals. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that India's economy is doing extremely well under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Speaking at a summit organized by a private channel in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju noted that India is dependent for its energy resources on other countries and it is managing its energy crisis very well. Mr. Rijiju also emphasized that Indian ships continue to pass safely through the Strait of Hormuz, reflecting India's strong diplomatic outreach and global standing.
If our ships are passing through the Strait of Hormuz, some ships have already passed through and rest are likely to be very soon. That shows the position of India. India is one of the few countries who could speak to all parties. Our Prime Minister had got a call from US President. Our Prime Minister spoke to Israeli Prime Minister. Our Prime Minister spoke to Iranian President. Our Prime Minister spoke to all the head of the government of the Gulf countries. India is today sitting in a very comfortable situation despite challenging atmosphere. It is because of a decisive, very matured leadership.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again been ranked the world's most popular leader, securing a 68% approval rating in the latest global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, carried out between March 2nd and 8th, shows PM Modi maintaining a significant lead over other global leaders. Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin and South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung are in the second position, both with 62% approval ratings. Leaders from the Czech Republic and Argentina follow with 57% and 56% approval, respectively. In contrast, US President Donald Trump recorded a 39% approval rating and did not feature among the top 10. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said that Iran allowed India and a number of other friendly nations, including China and Russia, to use the Strait of Hormuz for commercial shipping. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran blocked the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow shipping lane between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman that handles roughly 20% of global oil and LNG. There have been growing global concerns over disruptions in commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, with US President Donald Trump warning Iran of severe consequences if it does not fully reopen the waterway. And with that, we end this news bulletin.